A series of events are planned in Rochester and the Finger Lakes region throughout this year to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, when the U.S. government recognized a woman's right to vote. 2020 is also the 200th anniversary of the birth of Susan B. Anthony. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to Deborah Hughes, president and CEO of the Susan B. Anthony House and Museum, about the suffrage leader's legacy and its relevance more than a century after her lifetime.
You said that Susan B. Anthony's work, more than 100 years after her death, her mission has still not been fully realized.
Correct. You know, just yesterday, the ERA moved a little bit further through the House in Virginia. How long has it taken us to ratify a constitutional amendment that said we can't be discriminated against on the basis of sex? We know voting rights are still an issue. I'm fascinated when people say my vote doesn't matter. If your vote didn't matter, people wouldn't still be trying to keep you away from the ballot box. It is the most powerful weapon in this republic. Some people are saying, well, we're looking back and we're celebrating 100 years of the 19th Amendment and we're celebrating 200 years of Susan B. Anthony's birth. I believe Susan B. Anthony would say, no, look forward. We're entering a whole new century. How far can we go? How much closer to liberty and equity and justice for all can we bring in this republic? And Susan B. Anthony was actually a worldwide leader. Susan B. Anthony believes that our work isn't finished until every woman around the globe has all of the same rights. Every person around the globe. One person said to her, you know, it's all about women's rights. And she said, no, it's always been about human rights. And then she put it in perspective and said, but if you can change the world for half the population, why not start there? Well, we're still changing it for half the population, and we're still trying to change it for the whole population.
What kind of work do you think she might be pursuing today, were she here?
You know, Susan B. Anthony didn't believe in party politics. She would not align herself with a particular political party because she thought that was bad for public policy. You might align yourself with a party because you agreed on issue A, but then you were forced to participate on B and C and D. So I think Susan B. Anthony would have a lot to say for us in this moment about how do we elect representatives and free them to be able to work and compromise and advocate in ways that we come up with sound public policy that is not tied to party allegiance.
I think a lot of people are trying to answer that question right now.
Well, and I think it was interesting when we were working planning VoterCade, one of the questions we had was how could we help stimulate voter turnout? And the myth is that the people who don't vote are apathetic. What we found out is they're not apathetic. They don't trust what they hear. So it's not that they don't think their vote matters or they don't care to vote. It's that they're afraid when they listen to the ads from one party or another, and really those are the groups buying ad space, that they haven't gotten good information. So they're afraid they're going to vote the wrong way. So that's a trend, and it's organizations like WXXI, like NPR, like the Free Press, that can help us to discern what are the real issues, what really matters, how do our elected officials become better at being the government that we've elected.
You have been saying that Rochester, it's time for Rochester to really claim our place in history as the epicenter of the women's rights movement, women's suffrage. Haven't we already done that?
We haven't, Beth. I have people who will say, oh, I love the Susan B. Anthony House. I like going to Seneca Falls, which is like, no, it's not there. Susan B. Anthony's National Historic Landmark, where she lived for 40 years, was right here in Rochester. It was the headquarters. If you were a suffragist in 1910, Madison Street was the place you wanted to go. Leaders from all around the world would come to have conferences and meetings with Susan B. Anthony and other leaders. For everybody in Rochester who doesn't know, the National Susan B. Anthony Museum and House, which is a lovely, intimate venue that you can visit 6 days a week right here in Rochester, many Rochesterians kind of sheepishly say, oh, Deborah, I've never been. Don't be embarrassed. Just make this the year to do it. But we have to be fair. Once you come, you will come back. You will bring friends, you will bring relatives, you will bring neighbors, because that's our experience, that once you find out where we are, once you dare to cross the river and drive that 1 mile down West Main Street and turn up Madison Street, you will find there's something that we can't describe of an essence of inspiration. It is our history. We need to claim it.
Deborah Hughes, thank you.
Thank you, Beth, very much.